وقال الملك ائتوني به فلما جاءه الرسول قال ارجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسوة اللاتي قطعن أيديهن إن ربي بكيدهن عليم.
The king said, bring this man to me. But when the royal messenger came to Joseph, peace be upon him, he said, go back to your master and ask him about the case of the women who had cut their hands. Surely my Lord has full knowledge of their guile.
قال ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه قلنا حاش لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين.
Thereupon the king asked the women, what happened when you sought to tempt Joseph, peace be upon him? They said, Allah forbid, we found no evil in him. The chief's wife said, now the truth has come to light. It was I who sought to tempt him. He is indeed truthful.
ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, I did this so that he, for instance, the chief, may know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not allow the design of the treacherous to succeed.
وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
I do not seek to acquit myself, for surely one's self prompts one to evil except him to whom my Lord may show mercy. Verily, my Lord is ever forgiving, most merciful.
وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ ائْتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصْهُ لِنَفْسِي فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ.
The king said, bring him to me. I will select him exclusively for my own service. So when Joseph, peace be upon him, spoke to him, the king said, you are now one of established position, fully trusted by us.
قال جعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, place me in charge of the treasures of the land. I am a good keeper and know my task well.
وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Thus did we establish Joseph, peace be upon him, in the land, so that he could settle wherever he pleased. We bestow favor out of our mercy on whomsoever we please, and we do not cause the reward of those who do good to go to waste, so that he could settle wherever he pleased. This means that now that Egypt was under Joseph's control, peace be upon him, he could call every part of it his own. Joseph, peace be upon him, could go without any let or hindrance to any part of Egypt that he wanted. The above verse thus describes the total sway, the all-pervasive authority Joseph held over Egypt, peace be upon him. The earlier commentators of the Quran have understood this verse in this way. For instance, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, citing Ibn Zayd, has explained this verse to mean that God put Joseph, peace be upon him, in charge of everything in Egypt. Joseph, peace be upon him, was free to do whatever he wished since the whole land was under his control. Such was his authority that had he wanted, he could even have placed himself above the Pharaoh. Al-Tabari also quotes a statement from Mujahid, one of the earliest leading Quran commentators, that the Egyptian king had embraced Islam at the hands of Joseph, peace be upon him.
وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ
Surely, the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and act in a God-fearing way.